Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, the developer for a rejected hotel scheme says such decisions put Petersfield High Street at risk. Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards, and nine Petersfield people are celebrating after receiving awards from the mayor. There is a shortage of toothbrushes at the Tooth Bank this week. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak's proposal to ban young people from ever being able to legally smoke tobacco has cleared its first Commons hurdle. MPs voted to give the Tobacco and Vapes Bill a second reading. Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting says why the bill had Labour support.
This is a lethal addiction, a scourge on society, an enormous burden on our NHS, a drag on our economy, and it is time to consign it to the dustbins of history, so the next generation of young people can live healthier, happier and longer lives.
The head of a school at the centre of a High Court challenge against a ban on prayer rituals at her school says it's a victory for all others that it was dismissed. Michaela Community School in North London faced legal action after a pupil claimed its policy was discriminatory. Head teacher Catherine Birbal-Singh says people are informed about its strict rules before pupils join. Downing Street says an attempt to shut down a conference in Brussels where British politicians are speaking is extremely disturbing. Authorities in the city ordered police to close the National Conservatism Conference that's taking place. Speakers included Nigel Farage and Suella Braverman. The Scottish First Minister says the Tories are finished at the next general election.
I don't think in any way, shape or form I'm going out on a limb here when I say I think and I hope that this Tory government is finished. I'm certain that I'm not offending anybody in this room.
Well, Humza Yousaf was addressing a trade union congress in Dundee where he spoke about the upcoming general election. The SNP launched its campaign at the beginning of the year, saying they aim to make the country Tory-free after polling day. A new survey claims UK households throw away 1.7 billion pieces of plastic packaging a week. The Big Plastic Count, conducted by Greenpeace UK and Everyday Plastic, involved almost 77,000 households. And Manchester United's Old Trafford Regeneration Task Force has met for the first time. They want to build a world-class stadium by either redeveloping Old Trafford or constructing a new ground on adjacent land. From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. The developer of a rejected hotel scheme says such decisions put Petersfield High Street at risk. John Bell proposed a hotel and cycling complex off of the causeway, but the National Park turned it down. John believes the future of the town centre trade depends on attracting people into Petersfield.
We guessed that it was going to be turned down. It was disappointing. I think it's a lost opportunity. We felt we are providing something which South Downs have needed for a long period of time, but not to be.
And if developments like this are constantly refused, what's your greatest fear?
Petersfield Town Centre. I mean, at the moment, it has something like 19 empty and unlet retail units in the town centre. That's a big number. You know, it's not rocket science. They still need to exist as a social hub, and they still need people to make them work.
And you can hear much more about the plans and what happens next at shineradio.uk. Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. We're featuring a nominee a day before the voting deadline on Thursday. Today we hear about Clobber at the top of Petersfield High Street on the corner with Dragon Street near the War Memorial. Rona opened the women's wear boutique in the aftermath of the pandemic.
So we've been nominated for the best women's wear and accessories in Hampshire and Isle of Wight, which is a bit of a surprise actually. We're a bit shocked. Somebody nominated us without us knowing, and then you go through the nomination stage and then try and get through to the regional, which we've done. Hopefully because of the customer service and what we offer, it's a friendly environment. It's like everyone that's been voted. I think as a town, we're really, really lucky. I mean, the number of people that have gone through to the regionals is incredible for a town this small. So it's not all about us. It's about the town offering great service and great amenities and great places to eat and drink and just great shops and independence.
Nine Petersfield people are celebrating after receiving awards from the Mayor. Councillor JC Crissey made the awards during last week's annual town meeting. Shine Radio managed to catch up with a few of the winners. Among the recipients was Stuart Barden from Petersfield Rugby Club. This award was for service to the community for sport.
It's been given to me, but I think Petersfield Rugby Club is very much a team effort. We have about 140 volunteers, and I just happened to be the main agitator and collect this award. So, thank you very much.
You've had a fantastic season, haven't you?
We have, on all fronts. Our seniors have played 43 games and only lost three. Our firsts have been unbeaten all season and winning the league, 100% record. Our seconds have won the league, 100% record. And we've just been promoted to Regional South 2, which is the highest we've ever been. Yeah, it's looking up. We've gone over 500 kids for the first time, which has been fantastic. Our youth teams have won cups and are Hampshire champions at two age groups. So, it's just been mental. Is there a way I can describe it?
There is a shortage of toothbrushes at the food bank this week. Here's Sally to tell you more of what else they are in need of to replenish their stocks.
It's not just toothbrushes this week. In the non-food items, they are asking for washing up liquid for dishes and washing powder or liquid for laundry. Now, in the food section, stocks are running low of mayonnaise and ketchup. The usual essentials of long life milk, small bags of rice and tinned veg are always welcomed. Last but not least, savoury biscuits, a great change from bread. Why not pop along with your donations to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road? Their volunteers would be delighted to see you. They're there every Monday and Wednesday morning. And don't forget, if you can't make any of these times, you can also take your donations to any of the other Petersfield churches and drop boxes that can be located in all main supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sunrise is at 6:06 and it is a chilly start to Wednesday at 4 degrees and feeling more like 1 as it is a bit of a breezy day. Winds are north-northwesterly with gusts of up to 27 miles per hour, but it's expected to stay dry. There's a bit of sun around through the clouds today and by lunchtime will warm up to 11 degrees but feel a few degrees cooler due to winds. Sunset is at just after 8 tonight and this evening it is cloudy but dry with temperatures dropping to 3 degrees overnight. High tides at Portsmouth 7:07 this morning and at 8:12 tonight. Tomorrow's outlook sunny, changing to cloudy in the afternoon.
Travel news driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. The work continues on Winchester Road. The four-way lights are still in place there. That's at the junction of Prince's Road. I can confirm that delays are being caused as that is right by where I am. There's also give or take traffic control on the causeway today. That's whilst Hampshire Council carry out repairs to the bus stop. And Kiln Lane in Berriton is closed today. There is a diversion in place. In Liss, work continues on Mill Road, so delays are expected there. And on the A3, works are back and forth tonight from 8 p.m. That's a maintenance both directions from Weston. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.